Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Spring Black Friday deals at The Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Yeah. Welcome to Freedom.
This is the podcast where everything gets potted and nothing gets left on the cutting room floor.
Should we add yeah to the end of yelling freedom?
Can we or did we?
Well, it happened. One person did. And I'm saying should all of us and should that be a permanent addition to the very end?
Let's try it again.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Asshole, you didn't press play.
Well, I'm supposed to do it? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Just keep doing it.
You know what? Here, this is a great episode. I think an episode for the record books. Most annoying episode ever.
Hello, I'm from the record books. I wanted to congratulate you.
3, 2, 1.
I'm not playing this game. I'm not doing this. This is humiliating.
Are you not hearing it?
It
sounds
weird.
Really fucked up. This is what people need to understand. We're on Zoom, but we need to explain why. Because we are not trying to be back on Zoom.
We're not about that Zoom life.
No.
Absolutely. Had to be back on Zoom.
You know that t-shirt of Bugs Bunny holding a revolver and he says, "Lord help me, but it's time to go back on my bullshit."
No, but I need that. Wow.
You've never seen that? I feel like I've seen it so much. I've only seen it online. I've not seen it like out in the wild on somebody's body.
Should we sell them with us instead of Bugs Bunny doing it?
No, because then it's just us holding guns.
Wrong with that?
I just love how you could just type anything and it like knows. I wrote, "Lord help me, bulls, shit, bugs, bummy."
Bulls.
That's the shirt we should sell. Lord help me, bulls, shit, bugs,
buzz, bunny.
Buzz, bummy.
Bugs, bummy.
Lord forgive me, but it's time to go back to the old me.
Okay, but yes. I found a Woody version. Toy Story.
Woody from Cheers?
Lord forgive me, but I'm back on my bullshit.
That's back on my bullshit. Bugs Bunny is holding a what looks like a flintlock pistol from the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Freedom.
Hi.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
Oh, shit. This whole time? Yeah, he's the Unabomber.
Was he the Unabomber? I can't remember.
Los Unabomber.
Yeah, he was. He was a huge figure in my childhood, I feel.
Really? Did he babysit you?
Yeah, I went to his cabin a lot and wrapped packages.
I remember I didn't believe in him, but my parents told me don't spoil it for the other kids.
No, see, what it was is that he was a creepypasta, but in my neighborhood, he had to come to my house and say he was a creepypasta, but then we got to know him, and he was a really good guy.
What was creepypasta's catchphrase again?
Hello, I'm a creepypasta.
Yeah.
Is he in jail?
Oh, you mean Jeff the Killer?
Oh, yeah.
Jeff the Killer's catchphrase would go to sleep.
Go to sleep, right.
Jeff the Killer is a Who's really tall, he's a really tall clown.
I am.
Oh. Okay.
I'm the creepypasta now.
Look at me. All right, here's the story, everyone. To all the piss pigs, I'm very sorry that we're on Zoom this time, but again, the audience chose the name Piss Pigs. We did not. I was recently exposed to COVID-19.
The novel coronavirus?
Yes. And guess who had it that I was sitting right next to that may have infected me?
Who's this? William Tawny?
This is a, no, not Tawny. She was sitting on the other side. She may have from the same person.
Oh, my God.
It's none other than Major Kira Nerys herself, Nana Visitor from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Texted Tawny. I almost said Connie, but her name is not Connie. That's a crow.
Oh, so it wasn't one of those like alerts that you got that you had an exposure.
I got that later.
Now, here's what I'm wondering about this. Okay, so she texted Tawny.
Yes.
I have COVID. Did she take a test and then alert somebody? How do they know to alert the exposure people?
Here's where I didn't know how this worked either. And Janie kind of figured it out. And I think this must be what it is that if you test positive and you put it into your phone, if you have that enabled to say, I just tested positive.
I gotta get that app.
And God, then it will, so I think it tracks locations. So it tells you, hey, you were near somebody who just said that they were positive, and now look, you're scared.
I keep getting them from Hawaii. And I haven't been to Hawaii in years.
That's very strange.
That makes no sense.
It's the only alerts I ever get regarding COVID is that Hawaii is telling me someone I've been around has had COVID.
Wow.
Yeah.
But Paul, you're feeling well.
I feel fine. I found out yesterday, took a test negative, I woke up with a tickle in my throat that was gone within an hour. I feel totally fine.
You just scratched it. Did you put a pipe cleaner down there?
I do that in the morning. Well, you shoved a pencil down there.
I tie a pencil to a pipe cleaner, and then I erase all of the disgusting sickness. Things that get in my throat.
That's great. You guys ever use tongue scrapers?
No.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, I love a tongue scraper.
I kind of do, too.
I went too hard with it like a month ago, and I feel like I like wiped off a taste bud. Like I was like, that hurts.
What can you not taste right now?
No, now everything's fine. They grew back. But about a month ago, I scraped it so hard that it was almost like I'd been burned.
Jesus Christ.
I had a little fun.
Don't do that. That doesn't sound like fun.
But, you know, it also sometimes it's that thing where it's like the first couple scrapes, you're supposed to just do super lightly, kind of get in, get out. Mm. But sometimes you're like, let's see if I can just get every single nook and cranny up in this piece, and then suddenly you're like gagging on a piece of metal, you know?
It's like a potato peeler. You're just thin slices of tongue coming out.
Yeah.
It's great that tongue stuff grows back.
It really is.
if you cut off the tip of your tongue, it grows back threefold.
Yeah. So if you do it too much, you can't even fit it in your mouth anymore.
Yeah.
So be careful.
It's like a fruit by the foot
when
sort
you
of
cut
situation.
Off your tongue.
Yeah. I used to love doing it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
How was the cruise, Paul?
The cruise? Okay. So I was on a Star Trek cruise. I joined Tawny Newsom. Yeah. We tried to get the boat to go to space. They built a big ramp in the ocean. Tawny Newsom and I joined it halfway through. So we were there for 3 days and nights. And it was really fun. Everybody was super nice. I got to meet many of the actors. I got to see many more of them, from a distance. It was really fun. Yeah.
The world looks
love being on a boat. The ocean was a little choppy on the way back, which I loved.
I love it. That's my least favorite thing ever. We've been over this, but I'm not a boat fan.
Love them. I don't get motion sickness, so I really, really enjoy it.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think you don't get motion sickness?
I think because my center of gravity is impeccable.
You have like, well, see, your so he core. Had this surgery where he sort of had like a sandbag put into his like between his stomach sandbag. And his butt.
My whole family did that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it sort of creates this sort of
rocking motion already that's in there.
I'm a little older than you guys, but that was a common practice back then. Like circumcision.
Right. Yeah.
first they circumcise you, then they put the sandbag in.
When you say you're a little older than Scott, what do you mean? Like 5 days?
Am I 4 years older than you. I think I'm 4 years older.
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Did you?
I lost track a few years back, I think.
We all did, dear.
Yeah.
I don't care how old I am. I don't care how old you are.
Great. That's what you've been saying your whole life.
All right.
So it got you in a lot of situations.
Paul, did you see any?
Sea Monsters 2.
Only two. But one was one the big one, Nelly?
Yes, Nelly. With the sea monster with a band-aid on her face? Yes.
Nessie, is that who I'm trying to think
of? Yes, the Loch Ness monster? Yes.
It's just Jodie Foster.
Chick-a-pay!
Because here's what I'm asking. Did you see any anyone making any viral videos on board? Because a new Washington Post article I just brought up says Carnival Cruise Line has a message.
I know you just brought it up.
Yeah, that's why we're talking about it.
I brought it up on my phone, meaning.
Okay.
Oh,
Carnival Cruise Line has a message for spring breakers planning to set sail. If you think you can get away with the type of bad behavior that goes viral on social media, think again.
Fuck. Yeah. What are they going to do?
They're bringing on drug sniffing dogs. Were there drug
sniffing
dogs?
Yay! They already have that. Yeah, you know what? I did. We flew into Mexico so we could join the boat, and a drug sniffing dog did come up to me at customs. And you just want to pet the dog because it's a very sweet looking dog. And he didn't find any drugs in my suitcase, and I said sorry to him.
Aww.
It would be fun to be a drug sniffing dog because it's like drugs smell good, right?
They smell so good.
Isn't it always kind of stressful when, like, you're walking past, like, the
drugs? Especially cocaine.
When you're walking past the drug-sniffing dogs and they're, like, they're very much like, don't touch them. I feel like I get nervous when they say that, even though I wasn't going to touch the dog. I'm not carrying any drugs. But there's, like, this feeling of, like, don't touch them. And there's, like, this energy that makes you nervous.
I get nervous just when they come near me, even though I've never, ever had drugs in my suitcase. It's just that cop thing.
Can you ask the officers if they can also smell dirty underwear?
Yes.
And what
you mean, the officers or the dog?
Yeah, either one.
You're allowed to say to the officer, can you smell dirty underwear?
Are you able to?
Like, I know he can smell drugs. What about you? What can you smell?
If your underwear, if your underwear is 4 days old, can you stink
smell
it?
Toast? You're having a stroke. Can I what?
I said, if your underwear is four days old, can you stink it?
Stink it. Yes. I have done vaudeville laundry in the hotel sink.
No, I said, can you stink it?
Stink it.
Like, instead of smell, it was supposed to go under the radar. I wasn't supposed to repeat it again.
Oh,
this
I'm
is
so
the,
sorry.
This is Let the situation with times. No. This is the
this
situation
is the
with
Zoom.
Zoom.
I'm
we could
sorry.
Just ignore you if you were in person.
That's what I wanted. No, ignore me and here too.
Ignored.
Thanks. Did you, Paul? Did you throw anything over the boat? Like any?
Oh
luggage?
My God, so many things. Yeah,
alarm
I
clock
when
to
I
see
when
if
I'm
time
gonna,
would fly
when I'm on a trip like that, I take the clothes I hate the most, and then I wear them for the trip, and then I throw them overboard as I go. So then I have empty luggage that I can fill with duty-free tequila.
Duty-free?
Yeah, you heard me.
No duties allowed. Am I saying duty or pooty? Duty, pooty, duty, pooty.
Duty, pooty, duty, pooty.
Denny, pooty, Denny, pooty.
Denny, pooty.
Denny, duty.
Yeah, so drug-sniffing dogs, and then...
Check.
What else are they going to do?
Are they just going to slap phones out of people's hands?
Well,
I
was going to throw out another article that I glanced at the headline of, much like what you did here.
Okay.
Paul said he and Janie are being super safe and sleeping in separate rooms while he's making sure he doesn't have COVID.
Well, here's the thing. We did sleep in the same room last night.
So you don't care at all.
We're staying in separate rooms today. Well, we missed each other too much.
Of course. But so today you're doing that.
Yes. Today we have been in separate rooms all day.
Oh, like not sleeping. You're just saying kind of like.
But tonight you're
going
to. Tonight I am going to sleep in the guest room.
Mm. Okay.
I got a blow-up air mattress.
I read an article, and by that I mean what I said, which is that I saw a picture of a headline.
No, that's what reading means now. We all know.
The article was about people, married couples having their own bedrooms. Have we talked about this?
I don't know. We may have talked about it a while ago, like if we would ever want to do that. And I definitely see the appeal of it.
I knew a guy back in my improv days who was a bit older. So he was like married and had like a life, you know, and he and his wife had separate bedrooms. I remember going to their house and I thought that was so interesting. He had
a race car bed.
Yeah, well, his room did have, like, you know, his toys and things, because you know all you guys like your toys.
She had a high heel shoe bed.
His was like his personality and hers was like her personality. And then, you know, they go in one room to fuck, I assume. And
they have a separate just sex room, like 50 Shades of Grey?
No, I think they would have sex in her room. That's because it living. Was the more adult room.
Mm.
And the bed was
She didn't want to look at action figures while she fucked.
Yeah. Probably not.
Well, because they're looking Funko at you. Pops. Yeah. With their dead eyes.
They have opinions.
Did I read they're throwing away 60,000 Funko Pops in a landfill?
What, this I'm couple sure that they... Lauren's talking about?
Why are they throwing them away?
They didn't sell them.
Just sell them for a dollar.
What are
they? For a dollar.
Why don't they ship them to the poor countries in Africa like they do the World Series winners that were wrong?
And all the t-shirts,
yeah,
two t-shirts,
all the t-shirts of things that didn't happen.
What?
That's why we have
toy?
The Mandela effect.
That exactly.
We're talking about separate bedrooms, and did that seem very strange to you?
Oh well, I still want to hear what the Funko toy was.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I think they're Grogu's, aka Baby
Are
Yoda.
You fucking? That's crazy.
That won't sell. Yeah, right.
Anyways, no, the Grogu was
pull the other
was
one.
The place
Jingle Bells.
On the article.
Oh, okay.
But at the time, I Click thought bait.
They got you.
I didn't think it was. I didn't think it was normal. I'd never seen that before. But I didn't have a judgment against it. I wasn't like, you know what I mean. I just was sort of like, oh, I've never seen anyone do that. But I thought it was interesting because I also didn't know. You know, I hadn't been to a lot of like homes of. Like 30 somethings at that time. So it was kind of interesting just to like get a little glimpse of that. But I also noticed a handful of people I know were liking and reposting that. And I was like, I'm curious if people have separate rooms.
If we had like a huge house, I could see doing that. Janie would never go for it though.
Yeah. I sort of like, I,
She's too
you know,
horny.
I feel like when we're like working, like Mike's been shooting a movie and he's got a lot of night shoots where like he has to sleep in because
that's the time when I think about it is somebody has to be up super early, you know?
So we've been doing that. He'll sleep in the guest room because it's like, he gets home at 5 a.m. and he has to sleep. And then meanwhile, we would all be waking him up, you know, if he was up in the room. So
what we've been doing lately is because we have the baby monitor on is like, I wake up for anything. Here's the problem. So occasionally Emerald's, babbles in the middle of the night for, you know, 10 minutes before she goes back to sleep. Just blah, 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 right?
What's she talking about?
Is she possessed?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what
we
I would assume.
I mean, we tried to get her possessed when she was born. I think it took.
Okay.
But so she babbles. So on the nights where I'm supposed to have the baby monitor on and like half, you know, sleeping, half, you know, checking to see if anything's going aware. On. I can wake up really easily. Here's my issue. I can't go back to sleep. So this morning, 3:45 babbling, that's the end of it. I'm up, right?
That's really hard.
So conversely, Kulap won't wake up because of the baby monitor. So now she's been sleeping in Emerald's room. Mm-hmm. So she can hear it. And then also to give me some sleep. On the nights where I'm not supposed to be paying attention. So,
right.
So that's sort of like maybe every other night we've been in separate rooms, you know? So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's one solution we're trying right now.
We did some of that with baby, early baby stuff too, of like just letting someone sleep longer. So go in the other room so you can actually sleep. But this is a totally different thing. This is like, you have your own style. You have your own decor. You go in there.
I don't like my style.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows you have bad style.
Even you don't like it. You're like, this sucks.
I hate this. Everything I chose.
I can't choose good things. I've accepted it. You just choose it.
That's great.
Clothes, decor, choose it all for me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a relief. It's a blessing to not have to worry about that shit anymore.
Well, it's the Michael Kors thing of like, I'm always going to wear a black suit jacket and a black t-shirt and whatever. And so
yeah,
he wears the exact same thing every single day. I love that. And eating the same thing every day. I would love that.
He eats the same thing every day?
No, I just that's a separate topic. If someone I could eat the same thing every day, I would do that.
I just saw a clip of someone else saying they eat the same thing every day, but I'm not totally opposed to that. If it was something really good, but you know what? Even that's not true. That's not true. I think I used to be like that and I'm not like that anymore.
I think I could very easily do that because I eat, you know, for dinner, that's when I probably want to mix it up the most. But for breakfast and lunch, I eat strictly from hunger. It's just like, I want to not be hungry anymore. And I could without thinking about it, eat the same thing every day. Yeah.
I mean, I eat the same thing for breakfast every single day.
Me too. So although I mix it up on the weekends.
Uh-oh. Okay, getting a little crazy.
Yeah, I make myself a little breakfast sandwich.
What do you eat every day? Oh, yeah, we have talked about your breakfast sandwiches because
they're famous.
That's impressive.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
We talked about them. What's...
I just remember
we don't want to re-talk about something we've talked about, but
who gives a shit?
Give me
I make give you a hint.
You make
it's handheld. An egg is involved.
Is it like a full egg? Do you with
the egg just watches?
Yep.
And then two pieces of bread?
That's right. Untoasted.
I love it.
Egg in the shell, two pieces of white bread.
Sounds delicious. And every morning you have it.
Yes, it hurts my mouth. It's hard to bite into. The shell scrapes by the roof of my mouth. Mm-hmm. I make a scrapple egg and cheese sandwich on an English muffin.
Wow.
I was taking breakfast orders for a while. Cool Up Sister.
And then after a while, you're like, I take breakfast orders from no one.
Cool Up Sister lived with us for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And during
in the
pandemic,
walls, right?
Yeah, during the pandemic. Yeah,
in the walls.
Bad Ronald style.
Ronald McDonald was bad.
Yes,
he's not good.
He's in the walls. She lived with us for a year during the pandemic, and so for a while, I was like taking breakfast orders of like, "How do you want your eggs?" and doing them however everyone wanted. I think that lasted 3 weeks, and then I was like, "You're on your own."
3 weeks is a long time to be doing
that
for people.
That's a long time.
Absolutely,
it seemed like a fun thing to do in the middle of the pandemic, and then it just got to be such a drag to do.
Yeah, of course.
It tells me I can't work in a diner as a fry cook.
Aw, but if you're getting paid, maybe you could.
Maybe. I should see if they would pay me to do it.
If you're a diner, if you're a fry cook in a diner, you're also behind a wall with just a little slim opening where the people can't really see what you're doing.
So you could do anything. Oh my God, you have COVID.
I got COVID.
Sounds like you have COVID.
It just arrived.
I just got it. I feel like when I make eggs in the morning, if I'm going to offer them to Mike, then I'm like, what kind of eggs do you want? How many do you want? And then I'm just making that style. But it's usually going to be scram. We're just going to go across the board. I'm not going to be doing different orders for different people.
I was doing different orders for everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone want someone like Cool Up would be like, I want an omelet with cheddar cheese, this, and this.
Oh, that's a full order.
And then her sister would be like, oh, I want eggs over easy with this. It just was too much.
Jesus. For 3 weeks you did that.
I know. Can you believe it?
Even if they ordered the same every day, doing that for 3 weeks is a lot.
Yeah. That's what I figured out. But it sounded fun to me when I started.
Well, that's nice. You're nice. You're
and
nice,
it just
Scott.
Trickled off.
You're a really good guy.
All right. We have to take a break.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
And we're back.
And we're back. Oh.
Great.
We're back.
Great.
And it is great.
It's great.
I just took Holly to a little birthday party for a child, and it was so adorable. And we were at Train. What is it? What's it called? Travel Town.
Travel Town.
It's so cute. I'd never been there because I guess I don't know why I would end up there. But now, from what I hear from the other patrons, is that there's birthday parties there all the time. So it sounds like a place I'll be going to quite a lot.
Absolutely.
It's very adorable. I loved it. It was so cute. Mm-hmm.
It's in Griffith Park here in LA. Is that what
yeah?
It is?
And
that
it's like there's these huge trains that are just sitting there, like old style,
like bigger than normal trains.
You know what? They're so close up, they seem bigger. You don't normally get to walk sense. That close
that's
to a train.
Right. That's right. They're so close up.
And then there's a train that you get to ride around a loop twice, and it's very adorable. And it was really cute, and Holly loved it. And they had little like goodie bags with like engineer hats and bandanas and whistles.
Yeah.
It was just very charming. And then one thing that I thought was very interesting is as you're riding the train around the loop, there's the highway is right there on the outside of the thing. And then there's a little sliver that's fenced in where people are riding horses. That's like the width of a horse. And then there's like the traffic on the other side of them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like this lane in the middle of the highway that's like for people to ride horses. I just found that very interesting.
Yeah. I used to go
horses, famously chill animals. I'm sure they love that part.
Yes.
Just being surrounded by whizzing cars. I bet they're in heaven.
Yeah.
I used to go hiking there and it was always like a sign of, oh, wow, I've gotten this far when you would get to the part where you would see the train tracks.
Yeah. And the horsey signs.
Yep.
I've seen the horses from afar, but it was interesting to be on the inside looking out. Mm-hmm. And it was delightful. And I also, you know, it's one of those things I feel like, Scott, I'm curious when you'll feel this because you're still early in with Emerald.
Yeah, we haven't gone to any birthday.
She doesn't need to go to a lot of places. But I feel like now Holly's at a point because she can't walk around that I'm like, she needs to see some stuff. So like, even if I'm really tired, I'm like, we're going to the thing. You know, it's like we're going to whatever thing I have planned will be accomplished that day because I want her to see something and experience something and, you know.
Whether she wants to or not.
Yeah.
We sometimes try to walk around with her.
Yeah.
But at this point.
Yeah.
No, but she doesn't have like that pent up energy where she like needs to run around. You know, so she's not crawling yet, right? So it's like.
No, she has the pent up energy where she wants to like sort of stand up and wave her arms and go.
Yeah.
That is the best.
She's been making nonstop.
What's the noise? I can't hear
it. It's so high pitched we can't hear you.
Take it down an octave. I have
like
to
Donald,
go. I'm terrified.
It's like Donald Duck. It's like
that's cute.
It's like kissing.
It's so funny that on the screen it just looks like.
Why can you not hear this?
I don't know. It's silent.
Here's what it looks like to me. She goes like this.
Yeah, you're like
making the
she
face.
She goes like,
yeah.
And the sound, it sounds just like
kissing
this.
With Donald Duck.
Scary.
Donald Duck energy.
She's got big DDE.
She's got DDE.
I've never been able to do the Donald Duck noise.
I've never tried, and I'm not going to try now.
Let's all try once. Come on.
There, I okay.
Hello.
Did I do it?
87 years ago.
You sound just like him when he made that speech.
A lot of people don't know Donald Duck made that speech, and everyone attributes it to honest Abe Lincoln.
Come on, fair enough. Abe wrote the speech.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
That's true. But he was too chicken shit to deliver it.
He was too shy, actually.
Yeah, he was our shyest president.
That's why he had the big hat, so he could pull it over his head. Exactly.
People would come up and say, Mr. President, Mr. President. He would go, ooh, ooh, and he'd pull the hat down.
And then they invented turtlenecks, and he could just do it with that.
And then he died.
Then he died right the day after turtlenecks came out.
John Wilkes Booth pulled his turtleneck up and tied a knot in it, and he suffocated.
Wow.
Let me tie some things together. The first time I encountered a person doing the Donald Duck voice was when I was a little kid, and my father worked on the railroad. And I saw him all the livelong day. But he did it just to pass the time away. He did not get paid. I was at his work at the train yard. And
was it fun to go to work with your dad? I hated it anytime I had to go.
I thought it was cool. I like trains, and I thought it was really neat. And to see where it was like seeing where the trains lived. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
like
so
being
he introduced
at the train's house.
Yeah. And train makes you take your shoes off. Right. Which is weird. There's no carpet.
And it doesn't take its wheels off.
So it comes to my house, no. And my father introduced me to one of his colleagues. And he said that he introduced this man as Ducky. And then he said, you know why they call me Ducky? And I said, of course, no. I just fucking met you, idiot. Uh-huh. But
if I had to guess, it's because you are a duck.
He did the Donald Duck voice. And I remember being amazed at that.
Wow.
You know, it must be nice to like not be in the entertainment industry and you could just do one little thing and you get a whole nickname for it.
I know. Like we're expected to do so much. Be hilarious. Sing, dance.
If I'm going to get a nickname.
Be incredible actors, award-winning actors.
I know. I have to be a quadruple threat.
Yeah. Take our stand-up sets and transcribe them into a book.
Yeah.
But I wonder, I don't know that he necessarily got the nickname because he did the voice. He may have gotten the nickname first and then he was like, well,
and
I can also
do
this.
Do the voice?
Yeah.
But the whole question is,
who would choose that?
Do you know why they call him Ducky?
Yeah.
And then he did the voice.
Well, he said that to me because I'm a kid. I'm sure there was a filthy reason they called him Ducky.
Oh, okay.
Because he always would put the Pringles in the duck lip formation and then shuck a D.
Yeah.
Through them.
Duck lips lick dick. Okay, now I'm ready to do Hamlet.
That's when you're doing your American Idol
Hamburger
audition
Hamlet.
And you're backstage.
Yeah.
Panicking.
I like the idea of Hamburger Hamlet. It's the hamburger Hamlet. Helper hand.
Yes.
Doing Hamlet.
And he's doing Hamlet. Yeah.
That would be great.
It's amazing.
Weird that hasn't happened yet.
And if people don't know, there used to be a restaurant in Los Angeles called the Hamburger Hamlet.
Yes. Are there any still? I hope.
I don't know if there are any left. Yeah.
Should we make t-shirts that have the hamburger helper hand saying to be or not to be?
Yeah, of course we should.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, because it's like a huge thing for us.
Yeah. Our friend used to work at the Hamburger Hamlet on Hollywood Boulevard across the street from the Chinese Theater.
Was it
like a fast food or like a sort of sit down?
It's a sit down place that specialized in hamburgers, really delicious hamburgers. A lot of like Frisco style sourdough
What's
bread.
That?
Yeah, it was really.
What's a Frisco hamburger?
It's gay.
It's gay and hilly.
and
it's colder than you think.
Is that your impression of San Francisco? I've always felt it's exactly as cold as I've thought it would be.
I think it's always really cold, but I think if you've never been there, you would think it's not going to be cold.
For a long time, I would forget how, when I started going up there regularly for stand up and stuff like that, I would always forget how cold it would be, no matter what the time of year was.
Yeah.
And I always ended up like buying a scarf.
Yeah.
And that's why you have 8,000 scarfs.
That's right.
To this day.
And that's why I'm making my own quilt, the COVID quilt.
And they're all San Francisco 49er scarves. That's the
That's
other part.
Right. That's what I would always buy.
Oh, man.
Cold, now, the Hamburger right? Hamlet, I've told this story before. That's where I got my ID checked. I got carded.
What?
And, you know, I was born in 1968, and the server said, oh, 1968, the summer of love.
And no.
I said, actually, I think the summer of love was 1967. And she went, no, it's 1968. And I said, well, you know what they say, if you can remember the 60s, you weren't really there. And she said, I was really there, and I remember. It was 1968.
Wow.
She got mad at me.
And then what is the truth?
It's 1967.
Yeah, I hope she's dead now.
68, MLK was assassinated, RFK was assassinated. Like, 1968 was not the summer of love.
No, but don't you think it should be 69?
Of course. It should have been 69. Of course. They should have waited.
They didn't know.
Okay, we're having a really good time right now. Let's put it off for 2 years.
Yeah, like, they're realizing early June. They're like, this is getting good.
They're like, let's go through some hard things together. Make sure we really want this.
Let's reschedule all of our orgies, all of our LSD-soaked orgies for another couple years.
Yeah.
But also, Hamburger Hamlet was where Dean Martin used to go for dinner, I think, every night of his life in the last years of his life.
Really?
Really?
When he was Bob just Hope like a withered shell.
Bob Hope used to go to Bob's Big Boy.
That's right.
Well, that's a little on the nose.
Because he saw Bob and he was like, that's my house.
Yeah. I'm a big boy, too.
He thought that the statue of the big boy was him.
Yeah,
there I am.
If you had
to like go to a place a lot of times like that, what would you pick? Like if you're like you're old and you're like you have your LA sort of restaurant,
like for vibe or food or a combo.
Why do you think they chose those places?
I don't know. I mean,
because they feel very old school. So it's kind of like
it's like reminiscent of their when they were growing up and times were good and all that. And they weren't old pieces of shit.
That's so depressing.
What's so depressing? Being old?
Yeah, I think being old and reminiscing about the times when you were young.
Why is it?
What, you're just going to accept his theory?
Yeah.
Why is it they make 50s diners, but they don't make 60s diners? They don't make 70s diners. They don't make like there are diners that are reminiscent of the 70s, but it's just they haven't updated them.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, let's do diners. Nostalgic, let's do 80s diners, 90s diners, 2000s.
Why don't they make any colonial themed diners?
There's not enough orange and brown happening, I would say. Yeah, I really like the orange and brown combo, and I remember my Dunkin'. Really?
No, why?
I grew up in the 70s and everything was orange and brown.
We have talked about this. I find it kind of
comforting.
I find it comforting too. And
for
I also
that
just,
reason.
I like the aesthetic personally, but my Dunkin' Donuts growing up was definitely like probably an 80s Dunkin' Donuts or something. I don't know when Dunkin' Donuts started, but it had a sort of it was brown
73.
Okay. So it was the 70s.
That's right.
Yes.
General Ulysses S. Grant himself went to Dunkin' Donuts every day.
He dunked the first one in a
by accident.
Hoop.
He had the shakes from drinking.
Ben Affleck's coffee.
Yeah.
I'm looking up when Dunkin was founded.
Okay, let's guess.
Dunkin
can we
was...
guess? Can we guess? Can we guess?
Okay.
Can we guess? Can we guess?
Can I fit?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm gonna have you. Okay, I have a little quiz for you. I have a few. It just popped up a bunch of different places and when they were founded. So we'll do a little quiz. Okay, Dunkin.
When was it founded?
It's a very straightforward quiz.
It is.
Wait, you just said Dunkin'. What?
Dunkin' Donuts, but it's now called Dunkin'.
Oh, meaning when?
Okay, do you want me to do like, which quiz? One was, do you want me to do, just
what,
guessing.
What's happening?
When it was
you,
found,
you said, I have a quiz for you, and you said one word, Duncan.
Because you know.
Well, what is the quiz?
Well, you're guessing when it was found. It's what we were already talking about. You said, don't tell me. And then I said, I have other ones here because it popped up all these
other. Okay, you have other business.
Well, how about I do, which one came first? I'll do that, okay? Duncan or Krispy Kreme?
Oh, Duncan, obviously.
I'm going to bet Krispy Kreme came first.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say Paul is right. Now, do you want to guess years, Paul?
Yes. For Krispy Kreme.
I only started hearing about Krispy Kreme like in 2000.
Oh, in the North, perhaps.
Wow.
But in the South,
it was in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
A carpetbagger came through here one day.
Yeah, Winston-Salem.
I'm going to say 1961.
For Krispy Kreme?
Sweetie Pie. Krispy Kreme's 1937. And Dunkin', 1950 in Mitch's hometown of Quincy, Mass.
Wow, I was going to say 60s for Dunkin', but Krispy Kreme, I should have guessed earlier because that, like, spelling it with a K for no reason is very much of that
and
era.
And two Ks is so close to three Ks.
Ooh.
You wouldn't get away with it now.
Okay, no. Let's do these two against each other.
Okay.
7-Eleven, which came first? 7-Eleven or Tim Hortons?
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven or Tim Hortons? God, this is a good one. I don't, you know, I didn't know anything about Tim Hortons till I started going to Canada. It's so huge there. There's so many of them, but there's so many 7-Elevens. So 7-Elevens were only open from 7 to 11, but Tim Hortons, I don't know. I'm going to go Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons was open from Tim to Hortons.
You got your Tim, you got your Hortons. Okay, 7-Eleven was founded in 1927.
Wow.
Okay?
Jesus, wow.
And Tim Hortons was 1964.
These aren't even close.
I know. But isn't it fun how you think they are? Okay, how about these two? Okay, these are very close.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A. Okay, these are very close. I'm going to ask you to guess which decade it was in.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A and Baskin-Robbins.
Oh, whoa, wow. I'm going to say, were they both in the same decade?
They're in the same decade.
I'm going to guess 70s.
I'm going to say 60s.
40s.
Whoa,
Chick-fil-A, 1946. Baskin-Robbins, 1945.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It would be so fun to go to Chick-fil-A for lunch and then go to Baskin-Robbins for
lunch
dessert after.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That'd be so cool.
That'd be so fun.
And you would say to both the people behind the counter, both at both establishments, you'd say, this was established in the 40s.
Yeah. You'd be like,
you wouldn't even believe it.
Yeah. And you would say, and at the second place, at Baskin-Robbins, you would say, I also said this at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And at Chick-fil-A, you would say, I'm also going to tell this to Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah.
And then they would probably talk to each other.
They would probably call each other up and be like, yeah. Did some weird kid just come in here?
Hey, look out. A weird kid is on his way.
He may be armed.
I might have to go to fucking Krispy Kreme after this because this sounds so good right now.
How would that happen? Like, can you
how
just take
I would get in the car.
You can just take off during the day, not tell
I would
anyone.
Take Holly with me.
Wow.
We'd go over to the Burbank Empire Center.
Leave
you know.
Mike.
Well, he's working fucking every night. So
how many donuts can you eat before you feel absolutely disgusting and full of self-loathing?
Oh my God.
Half of one.
I would say two is where I start to go, you got to really calm it down.
I
think I can get there after one. After one.
One is where I go, let's be real. That was enough.
We've
if
been
I'm
starting,
like really
starting
wanting
the
it.
Hack of cutting the donuts into like eight pieces because you really only want like you see them
then
all
eating
and
them
like,
all in 1 minute. Yeah.
Yeah. You see
That's
them all
I
and you're like, I want to try every single one. But
yeah,
but you really only want a taste of one. And they all taste exactly the same.
The thing for me is donuts as a sweet treat. Donuts are never fully worth it. They're not fully worth it. Like a piece of cake or a piece of pie, some ice cream.
But that's why Krispy Kreme is different because they're heated.
It's not that different, though.
But when you get that melt in your mouth. Okay, my high school had this thing, and I had never heard of Krispy Kreme, but then in my high school, there was like a thing where it was like you could buy a box of Krispy Kreme, and they would be delivered on a certain day. They'd get like 100 million boxes because everyone bought them.
Yeah.
And you'd get your own box, and then that would be
like
would
a dozen just, donuts.
You yeah, get I would
a
just
dozen donuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just scarf them down. I mean, I wouldn't eat 12 in a sitting, but I'd eat three, and then I'd take them home.
So which means
then,
you really ate eight.
Probably. I'd take them home and then I'd put them in the microwave. You put them in the microwave for like exactly.
If you're going to eat three, you're going to eat eight.
You put them in the microwave for exactly 6 seconds.
Right.
And it's like
is that how long
just
Luke
melty.
Perry was on that bucking bronco?
I believe that was eight.
Oh, that was eight. Okay, sorry.
Yes.
I don't know the reference.
It's a very niche reference, actually. This movie was not a smash hit. There was a Luke Perry starred in a rodeo movie called 8 Seconds, because that's the amount of time you have to last, I believe, on the horse.
Before that's like the
it throws you off.
Before you can get off of it. Isn't that it?
Right.
It's like if you can last 8 seconds, you can jump off because you've lasted as long as. Is 8 seconds the minimum? I don't know.
I think 8 seconds is the minimum. Yeah. In order to qualify as.
So has anyone
done
been
it.
On one for like 3 hours?
Any one of us?
Yeah.
Not me.
Wait a minute.
The longest I've gone is 90 minutes.
The longest I've gone is like 2.5 hours and my brain fell out of my head.
Oh,
what
no.
I do, the way I do it is I take a book to read. So the time passes so by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually plug in my iPad on top of its head. Yeah.
Yeah. So
in
you're not
horns.
Focused on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the horns of the horse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you think people
the devil horn? What were we talking about? Oh, don't
wait. There's 8 seconds on a horse, but then there's also bull riders, right?
I thought it was
that's
a bull.
What I was thinking of. I thought it was a bull. I don't know.
I don't know how long those guys have to stay up there. They should cut it in half.
Cut it in half.
The time and the bull.
Yeah. Lengthwise.
If you stay up there for 5 seconds, then they cut the bull in half. And they're like, which half do you want? You did it.
They're like, this is my bull. No, this is my bull. Cut the bull in half.
That's right. A king comes out.
Yeah. Would you cut it lengthwise like a hot dog?
Yeah.
I cut it diagonally.
Good.
Nobody just wants an ass.
Connect Four style. Pretty sneaky, sis.
Good.
We all agreed.
I don't think donuts are a good treat. Although if you're craving one, I don't want to harsh your craving right
you're
now.
You're not going to change
I
how I feel.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Really?
If I'm really going to use those calories, I'm going to like do it like caviar in the finest champagne.
Yeah. I mean, look.
The finest champagne.
Yeah,
I start my day with eggs with caviar on top.
Yes.
And I end it with
a caviar sandwich.
Yeah.
End it with a caviar sandwich and
caviar McMuffin.
Champagne.
Caviar Dagwood.
And then it's just caviar a gigantic every other layer is caviar. It's pastrami. It's a roasted turkey. It's a Black Forest ham.
Nice.
Okay, we have to take a break.
I don't care.
I don't care either. And actually, I'm not even going to take one.
You're the one who cares.
I'm going to keep the episode going while this goes to break.
Laura and I are going to keep talking.
I'm actually going to tell.
Right,
I'm telling Paul something really important now.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
And that's why they called it the Spanish prisoner.
Puppy love.
Puppy love.
And they called it puppy love.
I think I saw Donny Osmond sing that on the Donny and Marie show.
Ah, wow.
When I was a child, when I was but a wee child.
That was an era of siblings singing together.
Yes.
Unlike any we've ever seen since.
Yes. Who do we have now? The Ovett brothers?
Are they even brothers?
The Jonas brothers.
Are they even together anymore?
Yeah, they are. They were
they still do
doing
stuff?
A performance. Oh, yes. Okay.
What about One Direction? They were all related by blood.
But this is still, okay, yeah, they were all created in a lab, but this is different. I'm talking about brother, sister standing on stage, singing a little ditty.
Brother and sister feels very rare. Like, I don't know if anybody is doing that these days. There's got to be somebody out there.
I got to ask a question.
Sure.
What? Is this part of the episode or are we just talking?
Motherfucker. This is part of the episode.
This is part of the episode because we're supposed to be doing a three-cheer and no one has found one.
I was looking at the document as I was speaking to you.
Right, yeah. Okay. So Lauren's got it covered.
Doing two things at once.
Women can multitask. Can really it's
true. Ooh, wait, listen. And I did hear your shade that you just threw, but... Ooh. We just got a new, some new questions for the Thrivia, that trivia game where we have to know things about each other.
Oh, sure.
Do you want to try it again?
Here is what I was thinking.
Do we have enough for the three-cher?
I mean, look.
Here's what I was thinking is we should do the old questions and see if we can remember.
Oh, my God.
I like that idea.
Sure we can. Oh, no, these are great. These are great. Do you want me to lead the game?
Yeah. Why don't you do it?
Let's do it. Yeah. Okay, so you guys just get your a piece of paper.
So if this is your first episode of Threedom, basically we've talked and talked and told the same stories over and over again, and we're a listener has compiled some trivia questions about stories we've talked about on previous episodes to see if the three of us can remember anything that we've talked about on previous episodes.
Okay, so the first round is Scott questions. So, Scott, just write down the true answer as you know it. And Paul and I will do the same thing, trying to guess. One, what two sports did Scott's parents make him participate in against his will when he was a child?
Mm. I know this. I know this.
This
is a two-parter. What if you get one?
Do you get half a point? Let's say that's just worth 2 points and you get... 1 point per.
Okay, got it. Why don't we make it half a point? Because the other people only get, you know, 5 points.
Sure.
Yeah. Scott's, I don't want you guys having an advantage over me to get like, suddenly you have 6 points and I can only get.
That's anyway, a great point. Scott's roommate, the I Have Parties guy, had a friend with an unusual nickname. What was that nickname?
Ducky.
Okay. What musician did Scott risk getting fired to see at Disneyland when he worked there?
Oh,
wait, I sort of remember this.
These are good questions. I know them all.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
One of Scott's former bosses was seen drunk crying whilst wearing an all-yellow outfit. What hilarious question did his coworker ask after witnessing this?
I know this one. Classic. This is a classic.
And the final question. As a teenager, Scott called into a radio show as Popeye to tell jokes. What was the name of the show? Bonus, who was the host?
Oh, shit.
Oh, and each person has a bonus question, so.
I would say that the show was not called this. The segment was called this.
Okay. And the then the...
And then the...
And the host was... Okay.
Okay,
do you want to give us the answers?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go on?
I do.
Well, why don't we guess first?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, right, okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, what two sports did Scott's parents make him participate in against his will?
One was baseball.
Yes.
And the other was dance.
I said baseball and soccer.
Baseball is correct. You each get half a point. The other one was gymnastics. Christian
gymnastics. Wow. Christian gymnastics.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
What was I Have Party's friend's nickname?
I said. Go ahead.
Fridge.
I said patchouli.
I'm sorry. Neither of you get a point. The nickname was bagel.
That's right.
Okay, what musician did Scott risk getting fired?
I don't know. I don't believe I ever asked.
Okay.
What musician did Scott risk getting fired to see at Disneyland when he worked there? Paul?
I said Billy Joel.
I said...
Can you imagine?
I said U2.
Yeah,
was it David Bowie?
No, it was Roy Orbison.
Oh,
right.
They were doing a 50s themed... This is 1988. They were doing a 50s themed a concert series, and where several luminaries of the 50s were playing concerts, and Roy Orbison, to me, was
no.
Big,
see, I forgot songs. That it was at. I thought you were going to get fired from Disneyland,
right,
but
right.
Okay. Okay, what was the thing said to the all yellow outfit crying person?
Lauren.
Why is that banana crying?
I said, who bruised the banana?
Oh, yes.
Who bruised the banana is correct because of the mascara running down her face.
Oh, damn it.
Dark mascara, yellow, total yellow sweats that she was wearing.
I got banana right.
You did.
Oh, I pictured it as a yellow dress. She was wearing yellow sweats?
She was wearing yellow sweatshirt and yellow sweats. Yeah.
That's such a funny thing to say. Okay. And as a teenager, you called into Pop to tell jokes as Popeye. What was the name of the radio show? And who was the host?
I said it was Friday Funnies with Finley Farrington.
I said it was Morning Zoo with Buzzy.
It was The Boogie Line with
the
Bruce
Boogie
Vidal.
Line
There's
with,
no okay. way we would know that.
I know. That's a that's too tough.
Okay.
And
I got
what was
half
the
a
bonus?
Point. Who was the host?
The host. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It is
I got
time.
1.5 points.
I have 0.5. It is time for the Lauren round.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. It's so funny to have these questions written. It's just hilarious. Okay. In what country did Lauren have the first cherry she ever ate?
I cannot remember this at all.
But it was another country. That's the hint.
All right. Why did you never eat a cherry? Okay. Well,
just, we can
no,
get
that's
into
not
that
how
later.
Game shows work. What if you had like a bunch
no,
of
just,
questions on a game show?
Okay. In Lauren's first ever appearance on the Comedy Bang Bang podcast, who was the special guest? Oh, shit.
Jesus, I don't know this.
I'm not sure if I'm going to get it right. Okay, I think it's that person. Okay. Why can't I think of his last name? Oh, should I give you a hint? Okay. Oh, shit, what's his name? Whatever. Okay. Three, what did the Evanston police officer give Lauren after crossing paths with her the third time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right. I do sort of remember this, but I think I got it wrong. But anyway.
Oh, okay. I'm getting this next one. I'm sort of getting credit for something Paul kind of did. What delicious treat did Lauren bring into the Threedom studio for Scott's birthday?
We did it together, though.
Yeah.
But this is almost a question about me. Like, what
yeah.
was the treat
Gross.
That I liked?
That's true. It's kind of getting to my, it's infringing on my moment.
Yeah.
It's
Number
giving
five.
Stolen valor.
What movie did Lauren go see when she slipped on the restroom floor and suffered a concussion?
When you were a kid? Or?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then bonus, with whom did she go see the movie? I have to
Okay,
what country did I have my first cherry?
I'm gonna say Italy.
I said Greece.
It was Italy.
Whoa.
And I had just never had one, and then we picked them off a tree and it was amazing.
Wow.
Nice.
Can't believe it.
What a sensual memory.
It was sensual. I
could see that. I could see that in an independent film about coming of age.
Totally. Who was the guest on my first CBB?
Scott, do you remember?
I said Marc Maron. I have no idea.
Yes. Special. I said Adam Brody.
That is correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Amazing.
Were you happy to see him? I don't remember.
Did I get a boner?
Yeah.
No, I was, of course I was happy to see him. He's a wonderful actor. Okay. I didn't know what I was doing, by the way. I had no idea what was going on and I didn't know what was happening. So I was just excited to get through the moment. What did the Evanston police officer give me the third time we crossed paths?
Scott?
This is tough because I first said trading card and then I changed it to phone number.
I said trading card.
What's your final answer, Scott?
Trading card.
Yeah, fuck you. That is the answer.
Thank you.
It's not fair.
Okay. What delicious treat? What delicious treat did we have for Scott's birthday?
What if a millionaire worked that way?
I know. I should have said your final answer was not that. Yeah.
Of course, it was whipped cream and chocolate chips.
Yeah, obviously.
Whipped cream and chocolate chips.
And then what was the movie that I hit my head on the floor before I got to really see?
I said it was Goonies and you saw it with Josh Brolin.
Oh, I said House 2, The Second Story with Adam Brody.
No, the movie was Ladybugs, starring Rodney Dangerfield. And I saw it with my dad and brother. Well, I didn't see much of it. Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to give myself half a point for trading cards. So I'm going to say I have 2.5.
Great. Thanks for your honesty.
Paul, how much do you have?
I have 1, 2, 3, and then from before I have 1.5.
1.5.
So I have 4.5.
4.5. And you're locked at 4.5 because the next round is right about you.
So
locked.
I need to get 4. Mm-hmm.
I need
in
to
order
get
to tie.
Two to tie, 2.5 to win.
Okay. Let's go, people.
All right, here we
go. According to Paul, what alternative name should he have based on how he looks?
What?
Oh my God.
This has been mentioned a couple times, actually.
I know.
It has?
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay. Can we each have 2 guesses and then we get a half point? Okay. Okay. 2. Paul erroneously referred to the movie Last Vegas by another title. What was that title?
There's a movie Last Vegas?
Yes.
And you referred to it?
I know. What?
Yes. Yeah.
These are very obscure.
My questions had more facts, but okay.
These are facts. I mean.
Well, I mean, it's things you said, but it's not like. Like, it's like mine was like, what treat did we have for Scott's birthday? Who was on the first episode? Right. You know, that kind of thing. You could just know that.
But this is a fact.
Well, you could just know something that I said from we discussed it.
Yeah.
Okay. 3. Paul's mom had a receptionist job at his uncle's business. What was that business?
Oh, God. We were just talking about your dad's train business.
Okay. That's what we all called it, his train business.
Just make a guess. We got to move it on.
All right.
Okay. 4. What book did Paul read that helped him quit smoking for good?
I can never remember. You can barely remember the title of this.
Me?
Yeah, right?
No,
he says
it
regularly.
Okay. I know, like, a better question would be, how did Paul quit smoking? And I would go, he read this book.
Yeah.
That I can't remember the title of.
And you'd volunteer that information.
5. Paul comes from a family of 6 children. Where is Paul in the birth order? Bonus, how many cousins did he have living next door? Okay.
Right.
In the birth order.
Right. How much do we get for the bonus, by the way? Is that an extra?
It's just 1.
What? So it's 1 and 1. So it's 6 points total. We can.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
How many cousins do you have living next door?
Hmm.
Okay. Are we ready?
Okay. Yep. Ready.
According to Paul, what alternative name should he have based on how he looks?
I guessed the most handsome and gorgeous gentleman who ever lived.
Wow. I guessed Roger.
The name I think I should have is Dennis J. Peacock.
Oh,
Dennis
shit. I did know that.
Dennis J. Peacock.
I did know that. Okay, so I really got to get all the rest of these right in order to have a fighting chance. Okay, what was the other title? Last Vegas was, he said another title. What was that title?
I said Vegas, baby. I don't know.
I said Goodbye, Vegas.
The answer, of course, is Old Vegas.
Nice.
Old Vegas.
Because it was about old men going to Las Vegas. And I was complaining that Old Vegas isn't really a play on anything.
And that's why they didn't do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they call it Las Vegas, which is a play on
I didn't know that that was called Las Vegas. The only thing I remember about that is the Entertainment Weekly interview where Morgan Freeman said that he would allow a director to tell him to speed up or slow down, and that's the only thing a director would ever say to him.
That's right. That's
crazy. Right. Okay. Paul's mom had a receptionist job at his uncle's business. What was that business?
Butt plugs.
Piano. Piano business. Piano tuning.
Lauren is correct. Piano tuning.
Whoa!
I got one.
Oh, all right. I got to pull this out with... Honestly, the only chance I have is the last question.
Okay. What book did Paul help... Or did Paul read that helped him quit smoking for good?
Hey, Dennis J. Peacock, stop smoking.
Okay. How to
it's
quit
smoking...
It's
weird you were able to use
that. I don't know.
How to quit smoking.
Strange.
I feel like it was just called how to quit.
What an odd thing.
I truly did not know it until I wrote that down.
I think it was called how to quit smoking or you can quit smoking or
how
something.
To quit smoking.
I actually think it was called that.
I don't know if I can accept an answer with or something in it.
How to quit smoking. What I actually wrote down was how to quit smoking in 15 minutes. But that's insane.
It's a book. At the end of the book, it's like, and go.
Yeah.
The Easy Way to Stop Smoking by Alan Carr.
Damn it.
And if anyone out there wants to stop smoking, this book worked like a charm for me. I highly recommend it.
Okay,
I'm going to say it again. The Easy Way to Stop Smoking by Alan Carr. Okay.
All right. If I get both of these right, I can tie.
Where is Paul in the birth order of six kids?
I said six.
I said fifth.
Scott, you are incorrect. Lauren, you're correct.
Fifth
out of six.
I knew it was five or six.
If I had been the baby, I would not even know you guys because I would have gotten all the attention I needed.
That's true.
We would have never met.
And how many cousins lived next door?
I said five.
I said four.
Seven.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got none of Paul's.
Okay, what's everyone's final score?
2.5.
2.5.
4.5.
You win.
Again.
Well, you won last time.
Yes, I did.
I would say if
I
had...
And I pay attention.
I would say if I had to guess, I would say Paul has the best memory.
I still do have a pretty decent memory. It's true.
He does. That was really fun. I love that game.
It
and
is
I want to just give a shout out. The game is created by Nathan Diffie. And he,
questions?
I think he might have just added new ones because it doesn't say. But if someone did and I'm wrong, then please let me know.
And Nathan Diffie, of course, very talented artist.
Oh, wait.
Who
it was submitted by Lee Hochstein. Those questions were submitted by Lee Hochstein. Thank you, Lee.
All right.
That was so amazing. And please submit more of those. Those are hilarious.
I was going to say Nathan Diffie is a very talented artist who does all of my posters. Lee Hochstein, I don't know shit about you, but thank you for submitting those questions. That was a lot of fun.
That was really fun.
Find out about Lee Hochstein, though.
Yeah, we need to know one fact. And then we can play a trivia game about it.
By the way, when you're submitting these threechers, put one fact about yourself.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. And then in the future games, we have to give the answers to the one fact about each of those people.
And it can either be a fun fact or it can be a sad fact.
Yes.
No middle ground.
No, nothing in between.
No.
No, just random facts.
No, just like I have brown hair.
Yeah.
It's got to be either
fun
or sad.
Or sad. Well, guys,
is that it? Yeah, we did
it. Yeah, we did
it. I thought it was great. I had a great time.
If you would like to send us a threecher, write to freedomusa@gmail.com. You can also call us at the phone number HAGCLAIMS8. You can follow us on the socials at freedomusa.
And don't spell 8, right?
That's right. It's the number 8. HAGCLAIMS, the number 8. And if you want to listen to ad-free versions of the show, you can do so on Stitcher Premium or on cbbworld.com. Listen.
And by the way, listen to all the ads that we record. We spend so much time trying to perfect them and rehearsing them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So like a lot of times, Matt, our producer, will write to us and say, hey, could you do this ad? And we'll say, Matt, we've recorded the ads way in advance on professional equipment and took great care with them. So we definitely don't need to do a voice memo on our phones.
And sometimes,
Them, we'll workshop them out of town for
Absolutely.
A while.
Yeah.
Well, cause sometimes he'll say, hey, this brand reached out. Are you guys interested? And we'll say, let us get together and rehearse a few times, like what we might say if we were to do an ad for them. See if it feels natural, and then we'll kind of get on
if
the
it
horn
feels
and,
good
and let you
out
know.
Of our mouths. Yeah.
We have a storage space that we rent that we use as kind of a lab for the products, where we will all go and sample whatever it is together. Yeah. We give it like 2 or 3 hours, and then we are able to really feel the ads. So do listen to those ads.
Do listen.
Yes, please check out the ads, because they are so, so, so well rehearsed. And also, I would love to just give a shout out. March 22nd, Paul and I are doing a show for Dynasty Typewriter's 5th anniversary. We are doing a 2-person improv show, and you can get tickets to the live stream or in person on dynastytypewriter.com.
That's right. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'll give a shout out.
When does this come out? I'm sorry, Scott.
Thursday.
Listen, there's still some tickets left for my show, if I don't have COVID, Sunday, March 12th at Lodge Room in Highland Park. It's going to be a special St. Patrick's Day version of Variotopia. We're going to do Irish music. We have great musical guests and great comedy guests. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's fun.
And I want to shout out, I have a copy of it, the Comedy Bang Bang
Book. Oh, shit. Look at that. Scott's showing it to us.
You guys, wow. I was going to show it to you when you came over, but it's gorgeous.
Wow.
It looks beautiful.
That's so exciting.
Wow,
your
look at that.
Stuff is really good in it.
I can't wait to see it.
Dang, it looks really cool.
If you want to buy it, go to comedybangbangworld.com/book.
And I just want to say The History of the World Part 2 premiered on Hulu, and I am in the first episode.
It was a four-night event, and tonight is the last night of the four-night event.
Well, catch up and watch the first.
Oh, is that why people keep posting about it?
Guys, we love you. We love our piss pigs, especially the Where's the Beef lady.
Yes, rest honorary piss pig Clara Beller.
Clara Beller, rest in power.
Rest in piss.
Rest.
Oh my God.
Rest in power piss.
R.I.P.B.
Rest in power piss, Clara Peller.
Oh, we'll see ya.
Bye.
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 With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.